You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Bishop Fintan Monaghan, a very happy Christmas and thanks very much for joining us at what I know is a busy time of the year. Is it also an enjoyable time of the year?
Well, it is, Gavin. It's our most enjoyable time. I've rarely enjoyed the preparations for Christmas as much as I have in Innes and County Clare and the Diocese of Killaloe this year. I think, as I said to many different groups, it started with the Festival of the Cribs back in Liscannor last Saturday, which is always an outstanding event where you have 300-400 cribs from all around the world in the church there. You know, a lovely reflection on different aspects of the Incarnation, and that's fantastic. And then Sunday night we had the carol service in the cathedral, all the combined choirs and the Innes Brass Band, and that was a brilliant occasion, and it was wedged to the door in the atmosphere already of Christmas, even though we were a week out from it at that point. And then there were so many other things as well, the various different carol services in the schools and in the churches, and charity events that have been there. Like yesterday, I just came from one in Coonan Clar, and Rice College fundraised for, you know, the senior citizens that are there. I know the generosity of their heart. The previous night was back in Tullow at a group that were fasting overnight. Students, you know, six-year students, Leaving Cert students, and they were doing it for a charity out in Kenya. And, you know, the different groups like that, the nativity play for the Holy Family School was a really outstanding event. And, you know, just the atmosphere walking through the town of Innes, you know, people out carol singing. So I've rarely enjoyed it as much as I have this year with all those different, you know, beautiful.
It sounds very busy, but it's also, I guess, a demonstration of Christmas spirit. Not trying to be trite or anything close to that, but genuinely it is the season of goodwill and evidence.
Well, it is really, and even people that might be knocking down the door of the church every single day of the year, there are people that at this time of the year will do religious sort of things. They might turn up for a carol service, or they might go carol singing or fundraising for charity, and they'll go out of their way to maybe visit people in the hospital, or they might visit a neighbour, or they might send Christmas cards, or all of those things that for many people are religious things to do, but for other people they just do it this time of the year automatically.
But attending some of the services, maybe coming back to the church for the annual Christmas Day Mass, they probably perhaps in some cases haven't been since last year or Easter or whatever it may be. How do you regard that? I mean, the church has had to contend with this for some time. It's not a new phenomenon, I know.
Well, absolutely not. But even at the carol service on Sunday, there were so many people there that I probably never, you know, would see the other remaining 53 Sundays of the year. But at least they were there for that. And it's the same on Christmas night, especially, and Christmas morning. And it's, you see the same on Easter Sunday, Good Friday. It's the same people that may not attend other time of the year. There was a guy who was describing that this lot of Catholics now have become FEC Catholics, funerals, Easter and Christmas, that they just turn up, you know, those times of the year.
Thank you for spelling it and not pronouncing it.
Yes. But I think that's a phenomenon that has emerged. And the big thing in my view is that people are welcome anytime. It's great to see them Christmas morning. It's great to see them Easter Sunday morning. But it's also great to see them the other, you know, 52 Sundays of the year. We're open for business all the time. But anytime people come to pray, it's a positive thing. It's a good thing. You know, there's a sense of they're the assembled body of Christ. They're the community that are there praying, and they're together. And that facility is provided by the church. It's a service, and it's there. You know, the old Irish word for church is not so much shapel, but they call it chach and fobel. It's the house of the community. It's where people gather. And there's a huge benefit in the gathering itself. And for, you know, everybody is at a different level of faith. Some are like the poor Clares in Innes, who would be serious mystics, maybe a lot of them. And then for maybe priests that would be on maybe a different level, and maybe elderly people that are great prayers, they're on, a level. And then for some people, they're just searching, they're seeking, they're looking for meaning. And some are more serious about it than the others. And, you know, you take people at whatever level they're at, and they're always welcome, really.
There's never an element of their blow-ins, they're only showing up for the... On the main days, there's no element to that?
Well, sure, they're most welcome to come. You know, that Makeham and Clancy song, All of God Creatures Have a Place in the Choir, Some Sing Low, Some Sing Higher. Everybody is welcome, and I think that would be the genuine spirit and sense of Jesus Christ, that he came to call sinners, came to call those that were people of faith and not, like, anything. And Pope Francis often used the idea that the church is a field hospital rather than a place for saints, literally, like, anything. So everybody is warmly welcome. And okay. If there is a possibility of faith at all, I think it's better to engage and to deal with and to welcome people if they are.
We'll hear your Christmas message in the days to come. But what's on your mind at this time of the year? What are you praying for this Christmas?
Well, sure, there are so many issues that are there. The whole issue of homelessness, a lot of people would have been looking at the primetime special that was on, you know, reviewing the year, and homelessness is still, poverty is still very much on people's mind, despite the fact that our economy has recovered to a huge degree. If you saw in the cathedral the last night, there was a collection for St. Vincent de Paul, and in that one event, about €3,000 was raised in the course of the weekend, something like 15,000, which would be three times the normal collection for the weekend collection. Mm. You know, so people realise that.
Sorry to cut across, you apologies. Is this a church gate collection or during the services themselves?
Well, the carol service was during the mass
course,
itself,
yes.
and the annual St. Vincent de Paul appeal is held outside the churches in every single church, the diocese. So, you know, it's an annual event, and St. Vincent de Paul have a special, I suppose, place in the heart of the church because they're really a religious organisation, even though a lot of people in it wouldn't be doing it from a religious perspective, and a lot of people donating mightn't. So that is one of the big issues that would be on mind. A lot of people are hurting or suffering from various things due to bereavements. Christmas is always a sad time for people, you know, in the sense that birthdays and special occasions like Easter and Christmas, people miss their friends and family hugely, and especially if they've passed away during the year. You know, people that might have taken their own lives, the sense of sadness and emptiness that is there, and it comes to the surface hugely at Christmas time. So it can be a sad and difficult time, and some people find it hard to experience the joy of the Christmas time, and it can jar on some people that others are celebrating and here they are lonely, yeah, and sad and difficult time.
And the truth of it is that behind the closed doors, we all miss someone at Christmas.
Sure.
Be they people who have passed on, be they people who are somewhere else in the world, whatever it may be. It's an easy time to feel lonely, as you say, but the truth of the matter is that very few of us are enjoying it as much as the hubbub and the glitzy lights and decorations may suggest.
Yeah, and I just came from a beautiful ceremony where it was for the old folk, and the bus driver who brings the old folk to the daycare centre, he says Monday to Friday he drives people to these lovely occasions where they're together and they have a sense of community, but he always senses the sadness for some people on a Friday evening when they've been dropped at home and they may not see another person for the remainder of the weekend until he would pick them up perhaps, yeah, the following week. So for an awful lot of elderly, especially in rural areas, and we see it so much and we've spoken a lot about it in the course of the year, rural depopulation has become such an issue in places like East Clare, way back in West Clare, not so much in the town of Ennis that seems to be thriving, or places like Shannon that. Mm. But for an awful lot of people, there is a sense of loneliness, a sense of an emptying out of the rural community. And at Christmas time, I suppose that is accentuated, yeah, and it's quite a shame.
And that's one thing. I think irrespective of your religious beliefs, whatever your creed or none, that's one thing that the decline of the church in terms of the number of people who go on a regular basis, it's a knock on impact has been the fall off in that sense of community. People gathered, yeah, on a Sunday, and yes, they gathered for religious reasons, but afterwards, outside church, outside of the Mass, different matters were spoken about, different reasons are made. When fewer people attend and fewer people take part, that's weakened and diminished and diluted.
Yeah. Well, there's been major changes in that. There was a social network there, whether it was the Garda station, whether it was the post offices that have been in the news, whether it's the primary school, whether it's the local daycare centre, whether it's the GP, you know, in so many of the places, and the church, and all of those things were intertwined. And there's been such a change and an evolution in rural society very, very much. It's still kind of intact, I suppose, in many ways in the urban areas. But it's a shame that there's been a kind of a gravitation towards that, and that is very much at the loss of something that was really precious and wonderful in the rural sense, where everybody knew who their neighbours were and they were concerned and they looked out for them. Mm. And there's a lessening of that in the anonymity of the urban town, where, you know, just beside where I live in Westbourne, there are so many estates and so many people will point out they haven't even a clue who their next door neighbour is. whereas that would be unheard of in rural communities, yeah. You know.
And, but it is modern Ireland.
It is.
I think we have to accept it now.
Yeah, it's the modern world that we live in. So we're all searching for community. We're all searching for that sense of togetherness that, as you say, religion can give, because it used that image of that we are the assembled body of Christ when we gather, like, and that sense of the gathering is so important. And for so many people, whether it's Mass on a Sunday night or Christmas Eve night or whether it's on Christmas Day itself, is that sense of unity. And another thing that's on my mind very much, the amount of wonderful gatherings that we've had over the whole month of December. And then you come into the month of January, which is a sense of bleakness and the weather is tough and the days are short. And there's very little happens in the month of January. Now, I often think if half of the parties that were there were kept until the following month, you know, people might look forward to these things a little bit more, and it would shorten that sense of January for them, you know, a little bit.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Is it a time of the year that you enjoy? I know Easter is the highlight in a religious sense, but Christmas is at least a very close second, I would have thought.
Well, there's something awfully special about the Christmas time. I suppose in Easter, you have so many other things in your mind as well. The weather is improving, the days are longer, and the outdoor life is becoming a huge attraction, and there's a sense of busyness, and there's growth in the garden, and you might be tempted to be out at that. But at this time of the year, there's very little else happening. You know, it's a time when people return back from, you know, America, England, family are around. There's a sense of joyfulness, and there's a real festive spirit about, and the amount of Christmas dinners that are there, and good food, and, you know, television to watch, and friends to be met, and you know, much enjoyment, and the whole joyful aspect of the religious message. If you are a person of faith, that is a huge extra dimension
of
to
course,
it.
Yeah.
You know,
do you get to enjoy all that other stuff, the dinner, the telly, the whole lot?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, after the masses on Christmas morning, I would look forward to heading home. You know, and you know, by mid afternoon, you'd be able to put up the feet and relax, and you know, those few days after Christmas have become, you know, a lovely time of people being together, and it's become a popular time for weddings. I have a couple of weddings on, and I'll head off to one or two athletic events. There is a 10K, which will help to digest the turkey in Athenry, and Munster are playing Leinster in Thomond Park.
Oh, you've
come
got
back.
A busy social calendar, so.
You know, different things like that. And you do get an opportunity. You're not as busy for those lovely quiet days in between Christmas Day and New Year's Day itself. It's a time to just relax and meet people and meet, you know, link up with old friends and maybe go to the cinema or read a book or watch all those.
Sure.
Reruns of movies on the TV again that you may not have been interested in other times of the year, indeed.
And what does a bishop ask for Christmas?
I'm not sure. I have my mind fully made up, but I have been a good boy, I think, a lot of the time. So I do hope that Santa will be good to me.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? Look, we've had many conversations about many deep matters over the year, but at this time of the year, I think it's nice just to ease things off a little bit. And you've always been very gracious with your time. And I want to publicly thank you for that, because it is very much appreciated. And to you, as well as saying thank you, I wish you a Merry Christmas. And of course, that goes for across the diocese as well, to all of your priests and parishioners as well, of course.
Thank you indeed, Ed Gavin. And just to wish the parishioners and the listeners a very happy and holy Christmas, and every blessing for the new year. And to yourself and to Clare FM, I suppose it's mutual benefit that we promote what we're doing in terms of religious faith, and you often give us airtime for that. And, you know, we meet at contentious times as well, and sure, that's all part of the cut and throw of media, I suppose, and communication.
Absolutely.
And we're in the business of communication as religious people, and so are you as radio people.
It's part of life, but maybe not at Christmas. Bishop Fintan Monaghan, pleasure as always, and thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Gavin.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.